Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the flooring and the surfaces that we have for our cattle to travel on in the housing area as well as to and from the milking parlor. There are different ways that we can attack this problem. Basically, we need to increase the grip that they can get on these surfaces. So one of the ways that we could do that would be to put down rubber. Now, the problem with rubber is the removal of manure. So one of the best things that we can probably do in those areas is actually to do grooving, where we go in and we actually cut slots in the floor. And generally, it's really important that we observe some things. It has been shown that probably the best way to groove a floor is to run parallel to the feed bunk. And those grooves need to be about a half inch deep, and they need to be about 3/4 inch wide, and they need to be spaced about 3.5 inches on center. Now, if you're in an area where animals are going to be changing directions, making sharp turns, or those sorts of things, we like to use a little different pattern there. It's important that we use a diamond pattern in those areas. Those need to be spaced about every 4 to 5 inches on center. Again, the grooves should be about 3/4 inch wide, and they need to be a half inch deep. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at cow movement and determine if they need to consider doing something about the grip that these animals have on the flooring surfaces that they're moving across.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.